We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. This is a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 17th, goes to ex-Alabama basketball player Darius Miles and his friend Michael Lynn Davis. Let's get right to it on this Tuesday. Darius Miles allegedly killed a woman because she wouldn't talk to him. Rest in peace to Jamea Jonae Harris, 23 years old, mother of a five-year-old. No longer here because of a man's fragile ego. This one of those days where I know Donkey of the Day isn't strong enough, because Donkey of the Day is when someone gets the credit they deserve for being stupid. But most of the time, stupid is just temporary. You know what I mean? But in a situation like this, Darius Miles let temporary feelings, temporary stupidity caused him to make a permanent decision. Okay, one that left a young queen dead forever and will cause this 21-year-old to go to jail for probably the rest of his life for capital murder. Would you like to hear what happened? Well, let's go to NBC 13 for the report, please.
I swear, way more than you imagine.
A story that's getting a lot of attention tonight. A University of Alabama basketball player, one of two suspects charged in an overnight homicide. Now, police say a Birmingham woman was killed in that shooting on the Tuscaloosa Strip. WVTM 13's Chip Scarborough is live in Tuscaloosa tonight with more on a possible motive for this case. Chip?
Well, Jarvis, the Tuscaloosa Violent Crimes Unit says the shooting appears to be the result of some sort of argument between the victim and the suspects here along the strip about 2 o'clock this morning. Now former University of Alabama basketball player Darius Miles being taken to jail late this afternoon. Authorities say Miles and Michael Davis are charged with capital murder. Investigators say the victim, Jamia Janae Harris, later showed up to the Walk of Champions at Bryant-Denny Stadium, where a UA police officer was stationed. The car she was in had been shot into, and both suspects are in the Tuscaloosa County Jail tonight, charged with capital murder.
Jamia Janae Harris, rest in peace, man. Stories like this make me terrified for the women in my life, not just my wife and my 4 daughters, but every single woman in my orbit that I love and adore. Women that aren't in my orbit, women that I don't even know. I feel sorry for y'all, because this is an experience that men don't have to deal with too often. Yes, there have absolutely been men who have been killed by women who couldn't let go, but it's rare. And by rare, personally, I mean, I've never heard it. You know, I mean, I've never heard a story of a man rejecting a woman and a woman killing him. Yes, I've heard stories of men being in relationships with women and breaking up with them and the woman attempting to, you know, kill him or, you know, attempt, you know, either killing him or attempting to kill him on some thin line between love and hate stuff. But far too often we hear these stories of men killing women simply because the woman didn't want to holler at him. Simply because the man got rejected. Like, I literally just went to go see Top Dog Underdog this weekend, a Broadway play. Phenomenal, by the way. And it explores that. But in that situation, the person who ends up committing the heinous act of killing a woman is basically a bum. Like, dude really didn't have much to live for in the play, you know? So I understand why he had a fragile ego. But Darius Miles, man, not only is this real life, but you was playing basketball for the University of Alabama. He had a future. I don't know how he ends up in this situation, but that's what makes this stuff scary, because you never know. You know, the construct and durability of male egos, okay? They are all different for each person with a penis, meaning that what affects them and how they're affected differs from person to person. But if your ego is that fragile, please recognize it and find a way to fix it. It's several ways you can strengthen a fragile ego, but it's going to take some insight developing activities. What are insight development activities? Well, you can't know what those are without knowing what insight development is, okay? The recognition that, you know, one has a mental illness, you know, or suffering from some type of mental health issues, awareness, basically, the ability to relabel unusual mental events, you know, delusions and hallucinations as pathological, and the recognition of the need for treatment. That's the most important part. The recognition of the need for treatment once you're aware that something is wrong. Now, how do you do insight development activities? How about start with some positive self-talk? How about start with some self-reflection? How about journaling? How about positive affirmations? How about what I've been telling y'all to do for years? Go to therapy. Sit down with a therapist or psychiatrist and deal with your trauma before your trauma ultimately deals with you. What makes this situation with Darius Miles so sad is he was actually doing great things with his life. He was playing basketball for the University of Alabama. He just played this past Saturday when they beat LSU. This man, at the least, was going to graduate from the University of Alabama, but he threw his whole future away for what? For lack of emotional intelligence because of a fragile ego? Now, listen, it's still allegedly, but the young lady's mother said it was because she rejected his advances. I must say, salute to the young lady's boyfriend who defended himself and shot back and hit one of the suspects, but I wish he wasn't even in that position, because he only had to return fire because someone's fragile ego decided to shoot at a young lady in the first place. What happened to back in the day when you got rejected by a woman? You just said to yourself, I'm going to put myself in a position financially where no woman is going to want to reject me. That's what it used to be. You got dissed by a chick, you got your weight up, okay? Became successful. Mike Jones wrote a hit song about it. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they all on me. Okay, Jay-Z on Song Cry said, women used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. Getting dissed used to motivate men to greatness. Hell, if you believe the Facebook movie, what was it called? The Social Network. Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook because the woman he wanted didn't want him. All I'm saying is I come from an era where, for the most part, men turned rejection into revenue. Okay, getting rejected was exactly the motivation they needed to be successful. But this era seems to use rejection as motivation to be murderers. Please, my brothers, please, I'm begging you, go to therapy. Do the work on yourself. The life you save will be your own, and it will absolutely save the life of others. Please give Darius Miles and Michael Lynn Davis the biggest hee-haw.
So damn sad.
Sad, man. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to Jamia Janae Harris.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lord have mercy. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.